What happens when the CEO of a huge bank steps down? Its stock goes up. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 28th day of March. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Also, the largest auto dealership in America sold over 538,000 new cars and trucks, but they're not the number one seller. Amazon is headed to the Lone Star State. We've got a list of 7 really cheap things you could do to your home that will increase its value. Did I say cheap? The Iowa Care Act passed the Iowa House today, and now it goes on to Governor Reynolds for a signature. We'll get a reaction from Jeremy Berwin from AARP Iowa. We'll also check on the markets today. That's all coming up here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
And thank you, Hunter Pease. Welcome to an abbreviated edition of the Business News Hour. We're on our way to a D.C. statehood meeting with Shadow Senator Paul Strauss from Washington, D.C. But let's get into the news headlines for today, shall we? He took over Wells Fargo 2 years ago, and today, Tim Sloan, the president and CEO of Wells Fargo, announced he's stepping down. On the news, the beleaguered bank's stock, that shot up by 2.6%. Wells Fargo shares have struggled amid the fallout from the sales practices scandal and scrutiny from political leaders. Over the last 5 years, the stock is basically flat compared to a near 70% jump in J.P. Morgan Chase shares and a 40% move higher for the whole S&P 500's financial sector. Sloan's departure follows repeated calls from lawmakers for the CEO to step down. Back in October, Senator Elizabeth Warren sent a letter to the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell calling on the Fed to maintain its growth cap on Wells Fargo until the bank replaced Sloan. Sloan guided the bank through the aftermath of sales scandals that have resulted in more than $2 billion worth of fines and growth restrictions imposed by the Federal Reserve. Want to talk disruption in the car dealership world? The largest retail automobile dealership group in the United States, based on the number of new vehicles sold, is a company called Auto Nation. Last year, the company sold more than 538,000 new and used vehicles. But it's not the number one dealership. And that huge number of vehicles sold is 20% less than the nation's leading seller of new and used cars and light trucks. And who might that be? Costco. The company sold more than 650,000 vehicles last year through its Costco Auto program. That's a new sales record and an increase of 25% from the total vehicles sold in 2017. That, my friends, is called disruption. To be clear, Costco does not actually sell the cars. Affinity Auto, which manages the program for Costco, negotiates a vehicle price with local dealers who are then obligated to offer buyers a set price, and they are forbidden from offering additional options. Any dealer or manufacturer incentives are typically included. The surprising reality is that Costco does not make any money on the sale. What Costco does get out of the deal is membership revenue from satisfied customers, 96% of whom give the program high ratings for value, service, and overall experience. In some ways, Costco has been selling cars this way since 1989. Who knew? Well, Apple looked at Austin, Texas, and expanded their operations there. Meanwhile, Amazon took note of that and announced today it will add 800 tech jobs in the coming months. The new employees will join the more than 6,000 workers Amazon already has in the Austin area, which already includes over 1,000 corporate-level workers. Amazon says it plans to hire the new employees over a period of several years to fill a 145,000-square-foot space in 4 floors of the North Austin development called The Domain. The employees will be focused on software and hardware engineering, cloud computing, and research science. Austin made Amazon's shortlist of 20 cities in its search for a second headquarters location before the company settled on the Bronx in New York City and in Virginia, but then Amazon suddenly pulled out of the New York deal. Money Talk News today listed 7 things that will increase your home's value. And it's not expensive remodeling projects. You ready? Here we go. According to a Harvard study, if your home is close to a Starbucks, your home value will go up by 0.5%. I'm not making this up. In other words, if your home is valued at $300,000, a nearby Starbucks will increase the value by about $1,500. According to Zillow, painting your front door a shade of black can boost its sale price by over $6,200 on average. How about this tip? If you clean up your neighbor's lawn, that's a good thing. A poorly maintained lawn next door or across the street from your home can make your property less desirable. It's especially bad news if your home is for sale. How about this one? When people spruce up their homes, they often forget the ceiling light fixtures in bedrooms and hallways. Now, it's not enough for the light covers to be functional. If they're cracked or discolored, they'll make your home seem worn out and outdated, so get those things done. And how about this one? Discolored or cracked light switches and outlet covers can make your home seem neglected. Replacing those covers is an easy way to make your rooms look better. And this one, caulking. Now, we're talking about the bathroom. An unattractive bathroom will reduce your home's value. The caulk around your shower and bathtub protects your bathroom walls from leaks, of course. But when caulk becomes moldy and cracked, it's a turnoff for guests and potential homebuyers. Replacing it will create a noticeable improvement in your bathroom's appearance. And then finally, nothing says neglect louder than a door that's loose or rattles when you open it. If prospective buyers think your front door is ready to fall off of its frame, don't expect them to make offers on your home. So there you go. 7 inexpensive things you can do to your house to help boost its value. For nearly 5 years, AARP of Iowa has been working on something called the Iowa Care Act. That measure passed the Iowa House today. And here's some reaction from Jeremy Berwin from AARP Iowa.
It is the Iowa Care Act, and it is legislation that we've been working on diligently with our caregiving families across the state. There's 317,000 family caregivers that live in Iowa, and they need more support, and the Care Act will provide that to them through a recording of a caregiver's name when a loved one goes into the hospital, as well as upon discharge from the hospital, that loved one whose name is recorded, that individual will receive care instructions from the hospital administrators on what needs to happen in the home to make sure that that individual is safe, whether it's administering injections, medication reminders, things like that, to make sure that the loved one, when they're in the home, can continue to have that quality of life, and that the care partner can help ensure that that's happening on a daily basis. Today's a really big day for us and really for our coalition of support, because this bill doesn't happen. It's not going to get passed this year without the support of our many, many partners across the state. So, the governor has already been on record saying she supports it. So today's a big day with it getting passed by the second chamber, and then it moves on and we can celebrate.
One question.
Absolutely.
What the hell took so long? I mean, yeah, 5 years. This is one of these things, Jeremy, that just drive so many citizens absolutely nuts about the legislative process. Here is an act that doesn't cost the state any money, that is helpful to Iowans, that will improve the health care deliverability to individuals who need care, and it's taken 5 years to get this?
Yeah, Michael, certainly I hear you on that. But these issues and these pieces of legislation do take time. With Care Acts, the Care Acts are being implemented all across the country. And some states it's taken longer, and some states it's taken just a couple years. But, I think in Iowa, it's really for us been building up that coalition of support, because first of all, there's the whole education factor. We've got to educate the hospitals. Right. We have to educate other healthcare organizations on the benefits of what a CARE Act is going to do. And, that just takes time. So we've been methodical about this approach, but really this year we've really tapped into those partners, the Alzheimer's Association, the Heart Association, Epilepsy, National MS Society, and they've really been our partners. They've always been our partners, but we've really seen that proactive effort this year, and also working closely with the Hospital Association to make sure that we have that common language that is beneficial to everyone involved. So that's really been what's put this in, kind of brought this to the finish line this year. So yes, it takes time, and we wish we could have got this done earlier, but we're really happy that today is going to be our big day. And
I'm not going to be the curmudgeon. I'm going to celebrate with you. But it is one of those things you go, huh, really?
Yeah. Sure, okay. It's no cost and it's common sense.
Once again, that common sense legislation did pass the Iowa House today. And that was Jeremy Berwin from AARP Iowa celebrating the passage of the Iowa CARE Act, which will now go to Governor Kim Reynolds for her signature. Well, stocks gained today on the excitement that trade talks between the United States and China have resumed, but investors are still concerned about a slowing down of the global economy. The Dow gained 91 points to close at 25,717 as shares of Nike and J.P. Morgan Chase outperformed. The S&P 500 added 0.3% to end the day at 2815. The broad index, by the way, is also headed for its best first quarter performance since 1998, rising so far by 12.3%. The NASDAQ also advanced today by 0.3% to close at 76.69. Financials and consumer discretionary were among the best performing stocks of the day. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Bank of America all rose by more than 1%, boosted by higher Treasury yields. And as we indicated, Wells Fargo jumped on the news that Tim Sloan was stepping down. But the stock paired gains later on in the afternoon, and Wells Fargo was up by only a penny to $25.52 a share. Gold fell by a whopping $20.80 to settle in at $1,298.60 an ounce. Oil gained 10 cents to end the day at $59.51 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note was up a bit, paying 2.39%. So we have got to cut this broadcast short today. We are headed to a Washington, D.C. statehood event to visit with D.C. Shadow Senator Paul Strauss. As Iowans for D.C. statehood throw an event this evening, we'll have that report for you in tomorrow's broadcast. We'll catch you tomorrow with more. From all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, our production coordinator is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business NewsHour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business NewsHour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.